Welcome back to the Daily AI Executive Podcast. It's Wednesday, July 22nd, and if there's one theme running through today's briefing, it's that AI spending is entering what I'd call its accountability phase.
Meaning what, exactly? Because every briefing this year has said spending is going up.
It is still going up. Gartner's got global AI spend at $2.59 trillion this year. But the qualitative shift is that buyers are done writing blank checks. They want proof of cost, latency, reliability before the next dollar goes out the door. And underneath that, we're seeing the infrastructure funding this whole boom is itself under real financial stress.
So it's less, is AI worth it, and more, prove it, line by line.
Exactly. And that shows up clearly in our top story today. Gartner says worldwide spending on AI models and platforms is going to hit $64 billion this year, up over 63% from last year. Generative AI model spending alone is up 117%. Those are huge numbers. Where's the catch?
The catch is in the commentary, not the chart. Gartner's own analyst said enterprise AI budgets are coming under much greater scrutiny now. Cost, latency, performance, reliability. Buyers have shifted from adopt everything to prove it works.
So who actually benefits from that shift?
Vendors who can show transparent pricing and real benchmarked performance win. Vendors selling on pure capability hype with no cost or reliability data start losing deals. And internally, any finance team that already built an AI cost dashboard is suddenly in a much stronger negotiation position.
And for media and streaming specifically?
Same scrutiny, just applied to things like localization tools, ad tech, recommendation engines. Expect RFPs demanding hard numbers, cost per dubbed minute, cost per ad decision, that kind of thing. The days of vague AI-powered pitch decks are numbered.
Okay, so that's the top story. But you flagged something underneath all this. The infrastructure itself is shaky. Walk me through that.
This is our deep dive, and it's really the most important piece today. Start from first principles. Training and running frontier models requires enormous front-loaded capital spending. Chips, data centers, power, long before any matching revenue shows up. Hyperscalers are each spending somewhere between $115 and $200 billion this year alone.
Well, that's not new, though. Everyone knows AI infrastructure is expensive.
Right, but here's the new part. Epoch AI's research shows hyperscaler capital expenditure is now on track to outpace their actual operating cash inflows by the end of this year. That means even the best capitalized companies in this space are increasingly funding AI infrastructure with debt, not cash from operations.
So Oracle's job cuts fit into this story.
Perfectly. Oracle is reportedly cutting up to 30,000 roles, about 18% of its workforce, to free up $8 to $10 billion in cash flow to help fund roughly $50 billion in AI data center capex this fiscal year. And they're doing that against a debt load that's already climbed past $124 billion.
That's not a company in trouble, though, right? That's a strategic trade.
Correct. It's trading headcount and balance sheet flexibility for compute capacity. But it's a visible signal of how tight this financing is getting across the industry.
And there's a pricing paradox in here, too, isn't there?
Yes, and it's counterintuitive. Per-token inference prices have actually crashed, down anywhere from 9x to 900x a year, depending on the task. You'd think that means AI bills are falling.
But they're not.
They're rising, because agentic workflows make far more calls per task than a simple chatbot query ever did. Cheaper per unit cost, but way higher volume. Net effect, total enterprise AI bills keep climbing, even as unit prices fall.
So what does a finance leader actually do with that information?
Three things, really. First, use this prove ROI moment as leverage. Renegotiate consumption-based contracts. Push for cost per outcome pricing instead of cost per token. Second, add vendor financial health to your due diligence checklist. CapEx to cash flow ratio, debt load, customer concentration, right alongside uptime and security.
Because your AI vendor's balance sheet is now basically your risk exposure.
Exactly. And third, this is the moment to build a model routing discipline internally. Send simple tasks like subtitling or tagging to cheap models. Save the expensive frontier models for genuinely complex reasoning. That alone can cut inference spend without cutting capability.
That sounds like something a team could actually action this week, not just a strategic aspiration.
Right. And the briefing's got a specific 30-minute exercise for exactly that. Pull last quarter's AI vendor invoices and tag them by task complexity.
Let's pivot to the other story worth digging into. The publisher licensing piece feels like a genuine new revenue line for media companies.
It is. The AI content licensing market is shifting from one-off training data payouts to recurring, usage-based deals tied to retrieval and agent queries. OpenAI alone has signed something like 24 publisher deals, the biggest reportedly $250 million over 5 years.
So this is actual forecastable revenue now, not just legal settlements?
That's the point. Rights holders with well-organized, frequently updated content libraries can now negotiate ongoing usage-based terms instead of a single lump sum. The losers are smaller publishers without the legal leverage to get inside those deals, who risk uncompensated use continuing indefinitely.
Which means media finance teams need a whole new revenue category.
Usage-based royalty tracking, coordination between legal, content, and finance, most teams haven't built that muscle yet. This is genuinely a get-ahead-of-it-now opportunity. That's the core of today's briefing. There's a lot more in the full newsletter we didn't get to. The White House's voluntary frontier model oversight deal with OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google, the AI tool of the day on Anthropic's finance agents, Epoch AI's full paper on AI's finances, plus today's skill-building exercise on model routing and all our sources.
Go grab the full write-up, and we'll catch you next time on the Daily AI Executive.